they were already on this new one.
Who knows?
I think, no, I know, because I talked to them.
Did you? All right. Oh, whoa, hey, we're having, sorry.
Oh, should we start the show?
Meeting adjourned.
Oh, click, okay.
All right, now, okay.
Then let's do this other thing now.
Yeah, all right, let's actually do a show.
I think that's a good idea. This is Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
We have the normal panel here today.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really weird because, you know, I was, this whole week went on, and I was kind of biting my nails a little bit because I was not expecting you to be here, Doug. I mean, we talked last week, but it's been kind of a crazy week, though. Well,
it's,
you know,
been an insane week.
All details aside, it's
and
been kind of a crazy week.
More insane weekend, and oh my
gosh. Yeah, we both of us just got off the road again, more or less.
I called you when I was pulling into my subdivision, and you called, and you were, like, pulling into the neighborhood that the winery is in.
Well, yeah, you know, and it's funny, it happened again, though, Doug, because I just turned the radio down.
Yeah.
And then I heard the phone. I heard my little dance, like, my little techno song start playing, and I'm like,
the hamster.
But like 10 seconds before that, man, I had the radio like on 15, and I would have never in a million years heard my phone go off, man. But it happened. That's what happened last time, though, when you called me about the History Channel thing.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm wondering if anybody saw that or not.
I should have brought it. Oh, wait, you saw it.
I saw it, yeah. I want to capture it, though, maybe. I don't know if the History Channel would like us, though.
They don't like doing that, no.
They don't like that, because I was going to say, let's capture it, maybe throw a little clip up on our website.
I think you can buy the episodes off of HistoryChannel.com.
So if we go and we buy it, and then we do the exact same thing, it's okay then.
No, I think you have to buy it, and one for every person you want to distribute it to.
$8 million later,
yeah,
we're still in the hole.
40 copies. Oh, that'll be $400.
No, whatever. Whatever. Well, hopefully you guys saw it. It was pretty cool. We were actually on Weird US.
Yep.
On the History Channel. That was like a couple weeks ago now, more or less. But it was, what about maybe a whole 8-second clip? But hey,
what brought this reminiscent stuff? And of course, you know, Magnus Apollo was on, too.
Magnus was on there?
Yes.
And you were on there.
Exuding energy.
They completely cut me out of frame.
You know what? You were better off, because what did they have me in frame doing?
They would have been like Sasquatch.
Smoking.
Yeah, I'm sitting there, like, Doug's, like, talking all this cool science, and here I am, like, the crazy, like, you know, Flavor Flav behind Chuck D guy, and I'm like, popping open my metal cigarette case that I have, and I'm throwing a friggin' cancer stick in my mouth.
They don't know how to go to the webpage and click on the link.
What's
you
that?
You might want to tell them.
What's that? Oh, okay.
Tell them that we updated the links.
We needed to update the links, yeah, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
type
we're...
it in there. Here you go. We've been doing some updates.
Yes. Well, what happened was I don't know what happened to the Texas server today. So
yeah,
I have no idea because it wasn't scheduled to be down, but it was down last night.
Is our site up?
Site's up. That's not on. That's in Texas, but that's
a
not
box.
On the same server.
Okay.
Right.
All right, because I know we're still working on this move right now, too. It's not happening quite as easily as you thought it was going to happen. Am I correct, Doug?
Definitely.
Yeah, unfortunately. Just give us some more time, because people are still emailing about that and saying, hey, are you guys over on the new server yet, because I still can't get to your site. Well, no, we're not.
I thought I was going to have time this week. Or
yeah,
this weekend, but it just
I can do
happen.
Nothing but sympathize with you on that, because I know what kind of week you've had. All details aside, again, I know what kind of week you've had.
I had quite a week. It means that I will be attending Ghostly Talk.
Full time.
Yeah.
Full time again.
And so I will be attending Ghostly Talks as far as I know, and I will be here every week.
Yeah.
And I will be something else, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I will be pretty
well. That
cool.
was really dramatic, though. I liked it because I thought about it. I'm like, man, Doug's leaving us. You know, you're not really leaving us, but you know, you weren't going to be here as much. And it was like, oh,
right.
man, what are we going to do?
No, it all changed.
But it all changed. It all changed this throughout within the course of a couple days.
And
you know?
I got a new vehicle out of the whole debacle.
It's sitting outside?
It's sitting outside.
We haven't seen it yet.
Right.
Oh, man, you're giving me a ride to the Coney.
All right, sounds good.
I'm gonna ride in the new Doug. Is it his stick?
Well, no.
It's an automatic?
Yeah, the one thing I
have. Is your hand still down there in the middle of the thing doing this stuff?
I did that a couple. As a matter of fact, when I got in the vehicle,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to spring it on you yet.
Okay, all right.
But when I got in the vehicle to drive Bonnie back from Cincinnati, because we were down in Cincinnati.
Oh,
you took it
on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I clutched, but there was no clutch.
You hit the friggin' parking brake and you stop right on the freeway.
Ah, oh, that didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm still getting used to it.
Are you okay, you're killing me, though, man. What color is it, at least?
It's red.
Ooh.
And Wayne has taken to calling it the Red Rooster, but I really dislike that name. It's not befitting of me.
Well, no.
It's not befitting of what I do or what I will be doing in it.
You're far from a cock. I would say you're not a rooster, though, also. I don't know, but I'll have to see it and make my judgment call on it tonight after this show.
To call it the Red Phantom.
But
it's not a phantom. Isn't there a vehicle called a phantom?
That's like a Chrysler vehicle, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, back in like the 60s, 70s.
No, they actually had it. This is like 90s.
Oh, no, now they got a Panther or something now. But
they're going to run out of names pretty soon for those cars.
Right.
You're starting to see it now. I'm looking at all these goofy cars they got coming out, and you know the Excalibur and the, yeah, the Phantom. You know,
right.
What are they gonna come up with next? The Picasso. Yeah, we're gonna call this car the Picasso.
The Van Gogh.
And the Van Gogh. The Rembrandt.
Yeah, you see, and they'll have like dueling artists.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll
Monet.
Be all
Monet.
Should remind my mind that
right
now.
No, that's that chick.
Bonet?
Lisa Bonet.
Hey, yeah. What does she do?
Call me Lisa.
What does she do?
Lisa. She was in Head of the Class, I think. I think it was Head of the Class. And then wasn't it who's that funny comedian guy who talks about kids and he had this long running show and he did
Bill Cosby.
Fat Albert. Yeah.
Lisa Bonet. She was in Playboy too.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, okay. Yeah. That was it.
She
all
was in
right.
Playboy. That's why Bill Cosby, she got kicked off. I remember that because that was back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And she was really popular. And she got Bill Cosby, being the upstanding gentleman that he is, he booted her off the show.
Maybe it wasn't her in Head of the Class. Maybe it was someone else.
No, I think it was somebody else, to be honest
okay.
with you.
Okay. Well, I know she.
Wait, no. Head of the Class was after the Cosby show.
Oh, no. Felicia Rashad is still hot today.
Who?
Felicia Rashad. Yeah, that was Mrs. Cosby in the Cosby show.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Hell yeah.
She was just on TV the other day, and she's still hot.
They have the box set now for that. I saw that. The box set for the Cosby show. You can buy like every 1,000, like every 400,000 episodes.
Well,
they're like only $80,
all
right?
All Raven Simone's really grown up, huh?
all 10 years of Friends is evidently out because Bonnie was all excited about that.
Oh, God.
I did not go see Harry Potter and the whatever it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that came. Amber and Julie went and saw that last night, and they were raving about it last night.
Well, I don't know.
Tried to stay awake.
My friend Craig, who is who really, really, really likes the Harry Potter series, the books,
mm-hmm.
everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
He and I both have been looking forward to this particular movie,
mm-hmm.
Which you know would feature the Tri-Wizard Tournament or something they call it. And he went to see the movie, even though I couldn't because I was in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
By the way, I was in Cincinnati for paranormal reasons, and I'm sure we'll get to some paranormal stuff
shortly. We're
going to
talk about that in a second. I don't know how we got on the Cosby show.
First, we have to do, Cosby show and movie review.
Well, yeah, we have to get these things out of the way.
And Craig says that he was very sorely disappointed.
Really?
Yeah. He was expecting a lot better, Tri-Wizard Tournament, a lot better of the Kidditch World Cup or whatever that they were having. And it just sort of like glossed over.
Is this movie about soccer now or something?
Well, he said it was well done, but it was needlessly boring.
Well, you can't. I don't think those films, like the Harry Potter films or Lord of the Blings or whatever that is now. And
Lord of the Bling Bling?
Whatever they are. I don't think they can be done poorly. I mean, they're always completely well done because they're
right,
throwing tons of cash at them.
Well, they throw it all through a computer and it spices it up.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. I mean, they're dumping every bit of money, every bit of income they have on that. From what I understand,
$110 million or something in the first weekend Harry Potter did.
Films are huge now.
Which was bigger than the first two.
Yeah.
Well, can you move your microphone over to
look around the mic game. But that's an interesting thing. It's an interesting idea, though, with these films, though, when you think about it. We're getting that helm through the channel, dude.
Hmm.
It's from the monitor.
Oh.
We've been working on these things, people. We've been trying to see.
So the monitor creates that hum.
The monitor creates the hum. You'll hear it, and people probably heard
I
that
coming
away
from it. It was still doing
I don't know what it is. I don't know what the deal is with that.
So now
cool
we.
Now. You're cool. Oh, don't do that, man.
Oh, it's when you put your arm there, you become a conductor.
Oh, yeah, here, just pull it. Yeah, put it anywhere you want, but you take your arm off of it.
Just turn it off.
There you go, that's
good.
I can see you now. Here.
I can see you.
Let me.
That's good.
There you go. Now, see, that's good. Now, as long as my neck don't completely get a freeze like this, I'll be good to go.
But it definitely, it disappointed Craig.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see it next weekend with my niece and mm-hmm. maybe Bonnie.
Yeah.
This might be the first Harry Potter movie she goes to see.
Maybe it's because I'm, like, old now. I've never seen any of them. I won't lie. I've never seen any. I haven't seen one of those.
Well, what's interesting, and I was trying to explain it to Bonnie in the car,
mm-hmm.
the vehicle, on the way back from Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
that I was in for paranormal reasons.
Which
we'll get to pretty soon. the Harry Potter series of movies and books
mm-hmm.
is more general, I think.
Yeah.
Then like, for example, the Lord of the Rings or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings. Because you'd almost have to be a either sci-fi fantasy buff kind of thing or a fantasy buff kind of person,
mm-hmm.
like really, really into it, or really into Tolkien or, you know, that kind of thing to really get much out of Lord of the Rings. I think it was very, you know, well, it had a lot of special effects.
Yeah,
I don't think my mom or grandmother would get any enjoyment value out of Lord of the Rings.
My thing is it's like gaming. I can't even touch the surface of
right.
it. Because I know for a fact if I touch the surface of it, I probably will enjoy it.
Right.
I probably will enjoy Lord of the Rings. I probably will enjoy Harry Potter. Well, and then I'm going to be poor because I'm going to go out and buy every stupid, you know, bonus box set they have,
right,
fan club thing, whatever.
Director version.
Yeah, yeah.
Director notes.
Widescreen.
An original
screen.
Script marked up by an
yeah,
actor.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going to run myself into the poorhouse. That's why I'm staying away from it, more or less. That's why I don't
well,
game.
Well, the Lord of the Rings was interesting, and it was good. I loved all of them, but the Harry Potter is much more general.
Yeah.
Like, I think my mom would enjoy the Harry Potter series.
Well, yeah.
And I think she would enjoy my grandmother could even appreciate it because it's more magical with the kids and the, you know, it just has this amazing attraction and it's more general than something
yeah.
like Lord of the Rings.
I know a lot of people listen to Ghostly Talk love the Lord of the Rings. They love
and
it.
I do.
They
I
love
do
Harry
too.
Potter,
I absolutely
you know,
love Lord of the Rings. I like Harry Potter as well, but
I just don't know what it is. I sometimes people are like, oh, did you see the new Lord of the Rings film yet? Like they release like four of these things a year now, don't they? They're like 12 hours long each one of them.
It's only three or something. Isn't it?
It seems like they release like a new one every week, or maybe mm-hmm. that's just a remix, or you know the nine I don't know whatever mix they have going on. I don't know the like you said the director's cut, then the director's
right.
the assistant
and
director's
the,
cut, and then
the
gaffer's cut,
re-edited, yeah. Re-edited for clarity.
Boom mic cut.
The boom mic cut.
Boom mic cut. There
everything from the boom mic operator's point of view, what he thought the film should have looked like, coming to you for only $89 at whatever one of your chain appliance stores. Maybe I'll have to watch one of these films and just sit down and try to take it in and see what it's all about. It's just something I'm scared to get into because I'm afraid I'm going to blow a ton of cash on it. Doug.
Yes.
You there?
Yes. I was reading the IRC chat channel.
Oh, boy.
You know what I didn't say?
Filth, at it?
Well, they're having issues getting to the stream, but that's to be expected. We didn't know until 5:55 that...
Well, it's up on the site, right?
Yeah.
You updated the site? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Well, go to the site and use it, guys. Quit messing around.
Well, they don't hear you.
Well, they will hear me.
Well,
they don't
if,
hear me.
If they went there and clicked on it.
Well, they
it,
don't hear me? Cool. You're right. Nothing but a bunch of I can't stand any of you people.
No, no, no. You've got to be nice to them.
Where were you at this weekend, Doug?
They're very interesting. Well, first I wanted to announce that this is definitely, and still is, Ghostly Talk.
No, it's not Movie Chat. It's
right.
It's called Ghostly Talk.
Even though we've been talking about movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It is Ghostly Talk. And we're broadcast live on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time
mm-hmm.
on the wonderful Pioneer Radio, pioneer.rollo, ROLO.net,
mm-hmm.
as well as Omnisound Radio 1.
Okay.
And which we're very proud of that.
Very proud of that.
And we're broadcast live and in repeat or replay archive format. Throughout the week
mm-hmm.
on many fine channels, which are linked up at www.ghostlytalk.com,
yeah.
which is our website.
Our affiliates page.
Yep.
You can check all that stuff out.
So, with all that.
Where were you at this weekend?
I was in Cincinnati. I went to the Victory of Light Festival.
How many of these have you been to?
This was my second one.
Okay.
I went to the one in the spring, and then this one is the fall version of
mm-hmm.
the same thing. Absolutely fantastic. I got to meet, are you ready for this? Moto Jojo. from our website.
What band is that?
No.
What 80s band is that?
Actually, it does sound like an 80s.
It's something 80s new wave band. That's what it sounds like. Moto Jojo. Okay, who's this person?
Right, Moto Jojo is he's on the site and he's a ghost hunter.
Okay.
He used to help organize Victory of Light festivals a long time ago, and then got away from it.
Mm-hmm.
So this would have been like the first Victory of Light that he was to in, I think he said, several years, like 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
He was very impressed, and I'm very impressed with Victory of Light.
Yeah.
What it's become over the years, and the people and the speakers, and it was just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I had a blast there.
Did you see anybody in particular?
Did you see Sylvia again?
No, Sylvia wasn't there, but okay. But I purchased a painting an artist named Alan something. I don't remember his last name. I put it up in my journal. And it's a painting of the Tree of Life. What had happened was it took a lot. I mean, he's very distracted when all these people are around. So he's a very distracted person and a very imposing presence.
He was there.
He was there.
Okay.
And he was telling the story of all of his different things that he, you know, different paintings. And it took me quite a while, like a good 15, 20 minutes. To find out that all of this artwork comes from when he died. He died for a while.
Okay.
And then came back to life, right?
So he actually had a near-death experience?
He had a near-death experience.
Okay.
And during this experience, he had all these things happen to him.
Okay.
And all of these images that he creates on, with help from his camera and his artistic expertise with the computer, creates these amazing art pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought the Tree of Life. Bonnie bought one called the Garden of the Tree of Life.
It's worse than Lord of the Rings, man. This is the property of the Garden of the Tree of Life.
This is the deed to the property of the Garden of the Tree of Life. This is the ad selling the...
These are the actual roots in the Garden of the Tree of Life.
Yeah, it definitely... Yeah, okay, that's a bit
taking,
silly.
That's
but
taking
I,
prequel to a whole new level
yes.
right there.
But I really enjoyed the little painting, and I just got like an 8.5 by 11 or whatever, 8 by 10 or I don't know what standard size, but picture from him. I also bought an Edgar Cayce reading.
You're rolling your eyes.
Okay.
This can't be good.
This was something.
Okay.
This was something. Okay. The premise is they have gone and input all of the Edgar Cayce readings into the computer.
Okay.
And they piggybacked on some famous horoscope astrology kind of software,
okay.
Right? And what it's supposed to do is come out with a report, a 15-page report, on your past lives according to your astrology and the Edgar Cayce readings.
How creative.
And it was $20.
Oh,
special show price. Normally it's 25.
Oh boy!
And I got my report done. I was because I'm interested in Edgar Cayce.
Oh yeah.
Right? So I'm like, all right, I'll do that. Evidently, Wayne had gone to see these folks speak. They gave a presentation.
Stop right there. There's one thing, people. That the people that emailed Doug. That's a little clue right there. If you want to get Doug to look at your email. Instead of putting, like, Ghostly Talk or, you know, I Hate Your Show or whatever.
Or Xanax.
Just put the two words, Edgar and Cayce, next to each other in the subject line. And I guarantee you, he at the absolute worst, he'll read your email.
Right.
Go ahead. Sorry.
And so evidently Wayne had gone to see him speak. Now, I don't know how good of an interpreter Wayne is, but he was trying to tell me what the guy was saying. And he said that the guy claimed he was in charge of the archives of Edgar Cayce's readings.
Ooh, okay.
Which, of course, we all know is just simply not true.
It's pretty public too, from what I understand.
Well, it's public, and it's in the charge of the Association for Research and Enlightenment.
Okay.
And I highly doubt this guy is the president or CEO or whatever corporate structure they have, nonprofit.
Does he have a website so we can send people there to send him hate mail and stuff?
Well, I don't hate him. I don't hate him.
I didn't say hate. Did I say hate?
You said hate mail.
You didn't hear the word hate.
No.
You heard the word love.
Love mail. Yes, of course.
I didn't say hate. I don't know what you're talking about.
It must be something in the headphones. I'm getting.
Yeah, you know, we've been having problems with this new equipment.
From the
and
airport
stuff.
Nearby.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But anyway, the. I think that maybe Wayne might have misinterpreted what he said, I hope.
Okay, all right.
He also said that the fellow, you know, gave a pretty decent speech overall, or a pretty decent workshop.
Yeah.
So the one thing kind of bugged me, but the other thing was, okay, I'm like, all right, this is good. I'm going to get this. So I went and got it. It took an hour for them to prepare it, because what they have to do is they have to enter your name and your birth date and your birth time into the computer, and that takes a while.
Your name and your birth date and what again?
Your birth time.
And your birth time. How long can that take?
Evidently, it takes about an hour. So I filled in the form and gave it to him and waited an hour. Come back, and there's this report.
Okay.
So I took the report, and it was pretty decent. It was printed, you know, it was nice. It had a color graph and all this kind of stuff. It was pretty neat. And I took it back to the hotel room, and I read it.
Okay.
It turns out that at some point in my past lives,
yeah,
I was a celibate nun or monk.
I can believe that.
You think so?
Absolutely, because you're a celibate nun right now.
Well, yeah, I thought this was about our past lives. I didn't know it was about the present life.
Okay, more. You're killing me. More.
I'm very, very spiritual, very creative. Okay. All the things that all the psychics and all the different things that I've done going to these festivals have told me,
yeah,
it held up in this report. There were two things that were kind of inaccurate.
Okay.
I don't remember what they were. I remember thinking, that's not me at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but maybe it said something like on time or always does his emails or something. But it was, that's like not me at all. I'm never on time and I never do email.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, no.
But I don't think that was it. I think it was other things. But it did say, though, that just before my 40s, which of course, interestingly enough.
Very close.
Yeah. This better happen quick.
Hey! Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, thank you.
I had given these people my birth date and birth time,
mm-hmm,
so they know I'm in my late 30s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, of course, in the report, you can easily put a phrase in that says, you know,
just before your
sometime
40s.
Before your 40s.
Mm-hmm.
That I was going to be, you know, have some fortune as far as finances go.
Mm-hmm.
And that appears to be holding up definitely not because of the radio show.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I don't think we're not holding our breath on that anyway.
No. But in my other business life, you know, I'm doing all right right now.
Yeah, you're doing fairly okay from what I can see.
Right. So I'm not sad about my finance situation at the moment. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm all right. And it's just that, you know, so that they talked about that kind of stuff. They said that I was very spiritual in previous lives.
See, that's very ambiguous, though.
I don't know, because it didn't tell me. For example, it told me that I, you know, had lived in Atlantis with all the Atlanteans, and maybe even Lemuria with all the Lemurians.
You just found that out now? God, you didn't live in Atlantis?
Right.
Okay.
And but it didn't tell me, for example, that I lived in ancient Egypt. It didn't tell me that I lived in ancient Russia or, I don't know, all these other ancient places.
Mm-hmm.
It did, however, tell Bonnie, because Bonnie got a reading done too, or a report done. It told her something that was completely different than mine. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Egyptian or? I don't remember exactly, but she lived
Ethiopian.
Somewhere that I didn't. Ethiopian?
Ethiopian.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, yeah, you know, that makes sense too. I mean.
So it did tell Bonnie different things than it told
okay.
me. So, it evidently, this report spits out different things for different people.
Yeah.
So is
it I hope it does. That would really be kind of lame. You'd, like, find five
the
people and
report,
have the exact
yeah.
same to-the-letter report.
But mine, yeah, it was right on a lot of stuff, how I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wrong on two identifiable things.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I, one of the things that it said it was wrong about, and this is very psychological, was that I find it easy to talk about that three-letter S word.
Oh, really?
Sex. And I don't. I find it very difficult to talk about that. It's just not my... I just don't talk about that. Well,
Well, I'm really glad we came upon this, because that brings up a very interesting point.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not going to talk about it.
So, Doug, let's talk about your childhood.
I've never
Lay down on the couch over there. Let's get into this thing.
I've never been that drunk.
I want to hear every gory, slimy, crusty, sticky detail of everything.
I don't.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
I think that would be a very, very good opportunity for us to take a break.
I think that's a good idea.
And once again, Doug saved by the bell.
But I want to say hello to Moto Jojo and all the people at Victory of Light, because that's a phenomenal event. There's an equivalent event evidently in called something light, like Victorious Light or Vivacious Light. It's very similar sounding.
Yeah.
But it this other one is out of Columbus or Cleveland. I don't remember. One of the other three C's. Mm-hmm. There's three C's.
Cleveland, Columbus,
and Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
And I don't remember if it's I know it's not Cincinnati, so it's one of the other two C's, Columbus or Cleveland.
Well, Cincinnati's in the south end of Ohio, am I correct? And Cleveland's on the east end. Northeast end.
North tip. Right on like Lake Erie.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And Columbus is sort of like right in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I know you've been to this thing twice, obviously. It's something I've been meaning to go to myself also. Just can't seem to find the time.
I like it. I wish we could do more of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That particular thing isn't our venue. Why do I go to these things that aren't really our kind of stuff?
Well, it seems like it.
I mean, we go to the Mothman Festival. That's not about ghosts. But,
no.
You know, it's interesting, and I love it. I would not trade it.
But look how many other groups were there with people that were ghost hunters like ourselves.
Michelle was a ghost hunter.
Rosemary Ellen Guiley is a ghost hunter by trade. She gets into a lot of stuff, but she studies ghosts also. A lot of people we talk to there are ghost hunters.
Right.
And then it just seems natural.
Pat Bellamy of Toronto.
Yeah. A lot of those people, they're ghost hunters, but, you know, I think it's a natural progression that once you get into this thing, like I know the three of us have kind of stumbled upon that there's other things out there that are mysterious equally.
Right, but we don't go to things like ghost hunting stuff.
We just haven't gotten around to it. The schedules
were. I want to go to the Bigfoot thing next year.
Yeah.
I want to go to, I'd like to try and go to a ghost thing sometime next year, too.
We should.
I know. I'm over to Cali for a week.
Hmm?
California.
I'm over to Cali for a week.
Cali or you mean California?
Yeah,
California. Is that like for a ghost thing?
There's plays.
For ghost hunting or for
Queen,
a ghost?
Queen Mary, all that stuff.
A tour. Of
I was
going to
say there's plenty of hookers and beer here in Detroit. I don't know if you can drive out there for, man. Why don't we take a quick break?
All right.
Coming up, before we do go to break,
yes,
we have a very special treat. I was kind of, you know, in like our, how would I say it, our dwellings on the internet, we bump into a lot of people that as a result of the radio show, you know, we get in contact with them. They just say hello or we say hi or whatever. And I bumped into a couple of really nice people this week named Sarah and Alex from West Chicago Paranormal. We decided not to bring any field reporters on this week. And I'm like, well, we got some time here. Why don't we have these guys come on the show? So after the break, we're going to be talking to Sarah and Alex from West Chicago Paranormal. They're a newer group, but they have a lot of really interesting things going on that I thought would be really cool to talk about on the show. So based on that, let's take a quick break. Will, I don't know what we get. What do we have planned this week? Oh, Wolfbait, right?
Right.
The band Wolfbait. They're actually a Detroit band. They're really cool guys. And two of those guys used to be in a country band, by the way, too. I'm just letting you guys know that right now. So when you hear this stuff, you're gonna be like, they played in a country band. I'll tell you guys about it on the break, though. So Will, take us away. We'll be right back. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
We'll be back after these messages.
Enjoy the indie music.
Hey, from www.sidhake.com, and you are listening to the Ghostly Talk. And that's the only reason I don't have my food up your ass.
Hello, everybody. My name is Badge. I'm a druid from Ireland, and I'm very busy with the Save Tara campaign. We're trying to divert the road that's going to be built, the toll road, away from Tara Hill. So if any of you can help out with this, please go to our website at www.tarascreen.org and please help us to save the heart of Ireland from having a scar gouge right across it. I believe there are 40 million Americans that claim Irish descent. This concerns each and every one of you. Please help to save Tara, and thank you for listening to Ghostly Talk.
Hey, it's Chad Lambert, comic book writer and creator of Point Pleasant, the first ever Mothman comic book series, located at www.apebooks.com through Ape Entertainment. And you are listening to Ghostly Talk.
Ghost Hunting, my ethereal anti-drug.
Say, are we a groovy, happening bunch of guys, or what?
People are slowly finding their way to the GT homepage and clicking on the link.
Yeah, the new link.
Yeah.
We're working on that. We checked it here, actually, and everything seemed to be working just fine.
Right. So it's just you have to go off the GT homepage right now just for today.
Yeah,
we'll be back on the Pioneer as soon as I get Pioneer back up.
Oops, sorry about that.
What
happened with that server, man?
I don't know. It's, you know, one of them things.
Well, we've been busy, okay? Give us a break. We've been busy with things. God, I promise, everybody. Oh, God, this is a good one. Keep going.
To at least make a phone call.
I promise to call on my leisure.
No, I promise to call at my leisure and perhaps even write an email to try and get the Texas server back online.
I don't know what happened with that.
It just disappeared.
And we found out, like, what?
I think it disappeared Friday, but I was, like, on the road most of Friday. Not most of Friday, but I was
all
at work, and then I was on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I actually arrived in Cincinnati on Saturday, well, 12:01 or something, you know. But, minutes into Saturday, and I was pooped, so I didn't do anything that day. And then, of course, Saturday during the day, I was at the conference, the Victory of Light Festival thing, talking with Moto Jojo and all the people who showed up there.
Yeah.
It was amazing, but I just didn't get a chance, so sorry about that.
We'll get it fixed. Relax.
Yep.
People are sending us hate mail as we steer.
It's
calm
great.
Down.
It's relax. Wonderful.
Even though
I
we
know.
Enjoy these colorful four-letter words you drop in the emails, hey, just give us some time.
We'll but we are up and running on the backup server, so we're...
Let's spell it out. Give them the website.
www.ghostlytalk.com.
Okay, and then you go to that site, the very top corner, like under the logo, like our little logo.
And it says listen.
It says listen to the show.
And it means
you
click
moron.
It doesn't say that.
Well, who changed it? Because I had that.
No. But if people find their way to the website and click on that link, it will work, and we'll have it back on Pioneer next week.
We'll have it taken care of. Sorry about that.
If I make that phone call during the next 7 days.
But
speaking of the Ghostly Talk homepage, we're going to have another link to throw up because we have on the phone right now.
Oh, yeah, more links.
More links, yeah.
More confusion.
No, more people who have more links, so we'll put it up on the website. Who do we have on the phone, Scott L?
Well, right now we have Telly Savalas from The Wonderful Show.
that's an old
How
link.
You doing, baby?
Yeah. Somebody give me a sucker. Come on, anybody, just give me a sucker and shave my head.
That's an old liner. You got to throw it out.
Hang on, let me throw it.
Go to the next page.
All right, I'm sorry.
All right.
Here's the good one. All right, here we go.
Okay.
On the phone right now, we have Sarah and Alex from West Chicago Paranormal. How are you guys doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Really good.
Doing great.
You guys, everything sounds loud and clear. Everything sounds good. We're still checking the sound. That's cool, though. You guys, how old is this group now? I'm just curious.
4 years old now.
Wow. You guys are as old as Ghostly Talk.
Hey, that's as old as Ghostly Talk.
Yeah. You guys have been around for about the same amount of time.
We have that in common, right?
Yeah. Well, our anniversary is in February.
Yeah, technically.
So we will be 4 in February.
And we celebrated in March.
Aww.
Yeah, we'll be 4 years old. We celebrated in March for some unknown reason. I don't understand that.
It just worked out that way the very first time, and we just kept doing it.
Yeah, it's just a tradition now. We celebrate a month later. You guys are 4 years old. Now, you guys are you're on the West Chicago side, obviously the west side of Chicago. We actually have a field reporter in Chicago. He's more close to, like, West Chicago. Anthony is a gorilla. He is in Chicago himself also. I'm wondering, I don't know if you guys know him or not. You guys know him.
Like, right. You, people in you Chicago. All know every ghost hunter. Yeah.
It's like a really short Italian guy.
Yeah. That's from narrow it down for Chicago. I mean, you guys shouldn't have any problem ending him now. What the company we work for? Tell somebody I work for this company. Like, oh, did you know this person? Like, they employ 100,000 people. How do I supposed to know every one of them? Leave me alone. You guys for 4 years, obviously, seen Sheriff. What's some of the more notable you guys have been on? I'm just curious. Like, I'm just wondering where you guys have been in the Chicago area around.
Well, actually, we're out in the western suburbs of Chicago. The suburb that we're in is called West Chicago, which used to be called Turner Junction.
Okay.
So it's actually about 50 miles west of Chicago.
Okay.
So some of the things that we do, we usually go on investigations in this area. Some of the more noted haunts in Chicago are pretty well documented. So our group is into documenting everything west of Chicago because not really anything is known out here.
Well, that means the Haunted Hooters is out of your range.
Oh, well, of course not. I mean, we always go there.
Okay.
This is a serious paranormal investigation, man.
Right. We're here on a paranormal investigation, so...
We've been talking about going out there for, like, 3 years now or something.
And every time I scream out, oh, Haunted Hooters, we gotta go.
That's the only place we want to go in Chicago. Everywhere
yeah.
else, we're like,
but if you've got some leads, you know, out west of Chicago, we may have to venture out there too when we go.
Exactly.
Sure.
So, what
sure.
are the good places?
What are the good places? We're just curious.
Oh well, we have everybody's heard of Bachelor's Grove Cemetery, which is probably one of the most haunted cemeteries in Illinois, if not the United States.
Absolutely.
But rarely known is a small cemetery up in the South Barrington area, off of what's called Cuba Road. It's
okay.
called White Cemetery. It's a private cemetery. It's been around since the 1800s.
Okay.
And, you know, every time we've gone out there and done some investigations, we've caught many things. As a matter of fact, if you go to our website, there's pictures of White Cemetery on there and some of the stuff that we've caught.
Mm-hmm.
We've caught EVPs. We've caught stuff on infrared cameras. Voices. You can actually feel a presence. The cemetery is really small. There's only one entrance to it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking at the cemetery, on the left side of the cemetery is the oldest part, and on the right side of the cemetery is the newer part. And you can actually feel a really good presence if you go to the left side.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you go to the right side of the cemetery, it's a totally different feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, it's pretty active there, and I think it's probably more active than I think in Bachelor's Grove.
Really?
Yeah.
Because we've always, obviously, Bachelor's Grove is documented, as, like you said a second ago, if one of the most haunted cemeteries in Illinois, if not the United States.
The infamous photo. Right.
The infamous, yeah.
The infamous photo of the girl sitting on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's an amazing photo, too. I've seen
that. It's amazing.
It's
it is indeed authentic.
It's one of those photos, though, that, like, when you're introduced, you know, I know back in, like, you know, 1801 when I started ghost hunting myself, that was one of the first photos. That was, like, one of those fundamental photos you have to see.
Right.
It's just one of those pictures. It's just kind of – there is this group of photos we all know about that, you know, of course, with the Internet that you see a lot of, you know, for example, typing, you know, typing gray lady, and you'll come up with a billion pictures of the same weird picture. And if you type in Bachelor's Grove, I guarantee you, you'll get that same photo
all over the place.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm sure it's copyrighted, but I think people put it up anyway, and that's probably not a good idea. It's probably better to put a link to it.
Yeah.
You know, or talk to the guy who took it.
Does anybody have any idea who took that? It's an old photo, though.
I have a video.
Dale Kazmarek took it.
Who is that?
Dale Kazmarek took it.
That's the name?
Yeah.
We'll get him up.
Evidently, that picture is supposedly taken with infrared film.
Really?
Yeah.
So I didn't know that.
There was nothing on the cemetery stone when they took the picture. After they got developed, the apparition was there.
Wow. I know
there's never been a picture like that before or since, so that was a very rarity.
I know our field reporter, Anthony, from that area, he keeps telling me he's going to go out to that cemetery and put on a dress and try to recreate the photo. He just wanted to do it for a goof, and he wanted to put like a Ghostly Talk t-shirt on and go out there.
He just wants an excuse to put on a dress.
I think he just wants an excuse to wear the dress.
I was excited. I was like, hey, you know, let's see you in a dress, man. I mean, why not, right?
If he wants to do that, I'll take the picture and put it on the net. That's no problem at all.
But you know what that would do? That would actually be not so bad of an idea. Well, maybe not with Anthony doing it, but with, you know, putting somebody there, you know, a physical person that you know is alive there, and exactly. Taking the photo and then see how the light plays on the subject and things like that, and see,
right.
You know, it would tell you a lot about, you know, Dale's photo.
Well, calling it my mental microfiche, as far as that picture's concerned, it's a very... It seems like that there's a degree of sunlight coming down. I mean, it seems like it, from what I remember, I'm not looking at it right now. Photo, it had to have been shot during the day, I think. I mean, if this was shot in infrared, though, it's going to light everything up, though. I don't know how.
Exactly. It almost looks like it's mid-late afternoon.
Yeah, something like that. Right. The sun's coming through the trees. It's an amazing photo.
Touch base on it. I mean, most of the activity, I mean, is pretty much happens around twilight. But I mean, if you go there even during the day, I mean, and you take pictures, you are bound to see something on film, even if you're using a regular 35mm camera.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I do want to state, though, to those listeners that are listening, don't go back there at night, because the Forest Preserve does patrol that heavily, because obviously there's a lot of vandalism there. But you're more than welcome to go during the day and walk around.
Okay. And that's at Bachelor's Grove, am I correct?
Right, correct.
Okay. Well, probably both of them. I mean...
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. White Cemetery used to be open pretty much day and night. And, of course, there's postings there that, you know, after dusk, it's closed.
Mm-hmm.
However, now they've gated it up, and they actually put up a big old floodlight so that lights up half the cemetery.
Well, that's kind of...
But there is a number to get permission to go in there.
Okay. You guys have done that, I assume?
Yeah.
Excellent. Good answer.
We play by the rules. We always get permission before we go anywhere.
Very cool.
You'd be surprised how cooperative people are when you tell them what you're doing, and you know, they'll be more than willing to help you out, including police departments.
We've never had a problem with the police department yet. Actually, one in town next to us, Winfield, turns out their chief of police is a ghost hunter, too, so they're more than willing to help us out whenever we need it.
Well, there's somebody to have on your side. Like, okay,
exactly.
We got the cops.
Yeah. Well, you know, they have interests as well, the police do, and officials. So if it's along their interests, why not?
Well, police, you know, in regards to police, I know, Doug, you've had your own personal experience with that, but, you know, the belly of it, really, I mean, what is a better person to really go to in these areas than you know, an officer of the law? Because they're out there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And who's
some of them? And some I've had long conversations with about experiences they've run into, and some have been like, clear out because we don't want to, you know, we don't want to start a mess, you know. Okay, you know, so, but my own thinking is that if you're out there investigating an area and you've got, you know, ghost hunting equipment, you're not out there partying and wrecking things. You're honoring the space, and you need the space to be undisturbed.
Yeah.
So you know, I think that you're actually a bit of a deterrent for the kinds of people that they don't want there.
Well, there was that one situation we had, for example, Doug. That was up in like New Haven area, where we went to that one cemetery and that car nearly ran us over.
Right.
In the Iowa, or it was in the parkway, and we saw him pull around, and there was like 18 guys there. We're like, well, we got the muscle, let's go take them out. Right. So we walk around. We walked around. And these kids were over in the corner of the cemetery drinking. So we went over there and said, hey, what are you doing? And they're like, And then, of course, they were really friendly. They were really nice to us then because there was like 400 big people, you know, ready to like stomp them into the ground. So they were, well, what are you guys doing? You're ghost hunting. That's really cool. So they were really interested by then. So like Doug said, it's a good deterrent also. It's a very good deterrent. What we like to do when we go ghost hunting, guys, is like when we go to a cemetery, just because, you know, if you have your camera and your flux capacitor and, you know, your, like we have the beryllium crystal, you know, hydrogen setup chips we have and stuff like that. you know, we get a big giant Ghostly Talk banner. We have this big banner we roll up, and we unroll that and hang that from trees. So when they see that, they go, "Oh, that's the Ghostly Talk guys. Let's leave them alone. They're good." So, you know, joking aside, it's good to have credentials on you also for people, just for people out there who are trying this for the first time.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, there's people that make laminates. We've seen a lot of groups that make. Whoa, what's that? Ooh. There's a lot of groups that make laminates and stuff like that, and they with their picture ID and stuff like that, and say, "This is who I'm with." Like the Indiana Ghost Trackers do that.
Yep, they all have ID. They're all ID'd.
They all have ID. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead, guys.
Well, it's even a good idea just to stop into the local authority's office where you're going to be,
mm-hmm.
and just tell them who you are with your organization's website if you have one,
mm-hmm.
and your IDs, and just, you know, either they'll photograph them or, you know, take photocopies of it, and that way they know you're there.
Yeah.
Because if they do get phone calls from surrounding neighbors or anybody in the area, they'll know that, okay, yeah, that's who they are.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. And that's always a good thing to do. We talk about that all the time on here, telling people to do that. Our favorite place, and I'm leaning with Doug now on this, is these public places. Because they're public places. You can just go there pretty much anytime you want. Nobody's going to bother you.
I talked about that this weekend. But with the, and I reiterated, and I'll say it again, because it's very important to me. The reason I like public places, like, you know, roads, bridges, train tracks, you know, things out in the open, or even restaurants,
mm-hmm.
you know, which are private businesses, yes, but the public is invited in during certain hours,
mm-hmm.
And pubs and, you know, things like that,
yeah.
where you can be, is that anybody can experience the haunting.
Okay.
And I find it fascinating that, you know, you could be a carpenter, you could be a you know, the president of a bank, you could be you know, a stay-at-home mom, you could be a
international terrorist. That's a good one.
a
terrorist.
There's more and more of those too.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's
an up-and-coming thing, evidently. But I hope they shut that down soon. But no, you could be any of these, anybody, and go into this place or be at this place, and for any reason,
yeah.
and experience something paranormal, and that has an allure. To me, it just I have this draw toward that kind of haunt because
mm-hmm.
it's accessible by anybody.
Right.
So yeah. so I that's why I'm drawn towards that even more so nowadays than even cemeteries and things like that
mm-hmm.
is the reported haunted public places where you can be either 24/7 or you know during certain business hours
that
have a story, and I just really like that.
I got a question for you guys.
How many places there are there, like libraries even,
mm-hmm.
that I've heard about?
Oh, yeah. Question I have for you guys.
Theaters.
I've been doing this thing a lot. I've been doing this thing called research on organized crime. Now, well, first thing, I just want to clear this up to the listening audience. I know people get this idea that people from Chicago, like everybody from Chicago is in the mafia for some reason. I'm pretty sure you guys aren't. Am I correct?
Well, I mean, they don't call it the mafia. They call it the family.
They call it, well, yeah, I'm sorry.
that clears it up.
La Cosa Nostra. Okay? La Cosa Nostra.
Yeah, no, we are definitely not mafia related in any way.
Okay, good. Well, I just want to make sure we're really nice to you guys if you are. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
But, you know, that's one of the, I've been doing tons of research. I just find organized crime to be a fascinating subject on how these groups worked, and especially the Italian Mafia, who had a big stronghold at one time, obviously, in Chicago, namely our good friend, Mr. Alphonse Capone, who's buried in Chicago. You can actually, I know that's the big thing now. Anthony sent pictures of us to,
yeah.
But also, if you can do reading, he's, wow, you guys know what cemetery he's buried in?
I believe it's Sacred Heart. Mary or Sacred Heart Cemetery.
It's Sacred Heart
Hillside.
Something. Yeah, and he's actually. I know that they have like a bush in front of his tombstone because there was vandalism and stuff like that.
You can actually see it from the street.
Oh wow, that's I've been
huge
doing
cemetery too.
I from what I understand, it's a gigantic cemetery, but there's like a lot of mafia. There's a lot of mafia members that have been buried there. A lot of from different families have been buried there.
Yeah, definitely.
The thing I wanted to ask
Frank
you guys.
Frank Nitti as well.
I'm sorry.
Frank Nitti right down there as well.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing all this research and stuff like that, like I said. I'm just curious if you guys do any work similarly. I mean, obviously, a lot of these people, they meet unfortunate demises rather suddenly.
Right. Untimely demises, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, with theory and all that stuff behind it, we know, you know, Gettysburg's a great example. I mean, a place like that, it's the same type thing. People are being, their mortal coil is being ripped
apart.
When
you meet an untimely demise,
yeah, yeah,
you may have unfinished business.
Exactly. I'm curious if you guys have ever hit any places like, you know, similar like that. They may have been haunted by gangsters, let's say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot out here.
Mm-hmm.
The old Willow Spring Ballroom, which is also a favorite haunt of Resurrection Mary, which who you've probably heard of.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That at one time was a favorite hangout of Al Capone and his cronies.
Oh, wow.
And right across the street, too, there's a new restaurant called Rico D's, which is very active.
Mm-hmm.
There's been several investigations in there and
mm-hmm.
several ongoing investigations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a good stop on local tours in the area in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things going on.
Very cool.
There's also a spot right on German Church Road where there's an incident back in the 50s, I believe, with the Grimes sisters' murders.
Mm-hmm.
And about 100 meters from the actual site, there's a old structure, it's a stone structure, kind of looked like it was a shack of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And they would believe that during the days when they were running booze, that was a drop-off point for the Al Capone's men.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's actually believed to be, you know, very haunted as well.
Hmm. If I go to Chicago, that's going to be one of the big things I do is just to research these areas that are supposedly haunted by gangsters. Especially,
yeah, you'll find them all over the city.
I'd love to check that kind of stuff out. I'll tell you what, guys, why don't we take a quick break, all right?
Perfect. All right.
We're going to just chill out here for a minute. You guys stay on the line because we got a lot more to talk about. There's a lot of places that I want to talk about with you guys. Thanks for coming on the show, by the way, too. It's really cool. This is like kind of a short-notice thing.
It's our pleasure.
It was kind of a short-notice thing. I just said, hey, you guys want to come on the show? And you're like, yeah, let's do it. These guys actually thought it was really funny. I asked Sarah, I'm like, hey, Sarah, you want to come, you know, come on the show? She's like, well, geez, you know, it's kind of a busy weekend. Maybe I can have Alex drive out there or something. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Wait. You are aware of these things.
That's okay.
Hey.
You thought I was a guy.
Yeah, you know what?
Uh-oh.
I'll take a shot for that
Busted.
One. I'll take a shot for that one, because we were talking on Yahoo, and I'm like, she said something, and I'm like, hey, no problem, bro, it's totally cool. And she's like, excuse me, wait a minute. I'm not a bro. All right, so you got me on that.
You're not from Detroit, then.
You're not from Detroit, apparently. Yeah, all right. Guys, hang tight on the line. We're going to take a quick break here. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Investigators?
Yes, we are.
Hi.
Last time I checked, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad.
Good. What is your name?
Jay Burkhardt.
Okay, I think that there is something in my house. It's been going on for probably about 6 weeks now.
Now, has there been any type of traumatic experience or death within your family over the course of the past 6 weeks?
No, nothing like that at all.
Okay.
It's a little bit kind of like sexual.
Interesting.
And it's weird because I just got implants like 6 weeks ago. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
An implant?
Yeah.
Of what?
Oh, implant, like breast implants.
Huh. Now, did the entity start within the same time period?
Yeah, it was pretty much like the next day.
Alrighty then. Well, this is an interesting one. Okay, go on.
Well, okay, here's what's been happening. It gets, okay, the lights start flickering, it gets very cold, and then I feel hands on my breasts. And the thing is, it's really not bothering me. I'd like to actually consummate this with him. I think that would make him happy, and then maybe he'd go away.
What if you've consummated with other males? Did they go away?
No, that's a good point. They usually stick around. But
Thank you. Well, let me be blunt. I take it you have a high sex drive?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then basically that's what's feeding the alleged entity.
Right.
Especially if you're multiple orgasmic. You're literally, you know, creating a smorgasbord for this entity, which is permitting it to actually have more cohesion of a physical variety within its reality.
I see. Okay. So how do I actually get the ghost to poke me in the butt?
How do I what?
How do I actually get the ghost to poke me? In the butt, preferably.
Okay, let's say, for example, if you were to get on your bed and let's say take a doggy position.
Okay, let me do that now. Okay.
Visualize your imaginary lover mounting you from behind.
Okay.
If you feel the sensation, then obviously you know that it's possible.
You want to come watch?
Just for laughs and giggles. Do you have access to a computer or?
No, not right now.
Okay, because basically what I was going to say is if you could ever get photographs of some of your experiments or some of your attempts, and,
yeah,
if you could possibly send them to me, like, by email, that would be beautiful.
Okay, you're not just trying to see pictures of my implants, are you?
It would purely be scientific. I'm not saying that there wouldn't be a part of me that wouldn't go, nice spot.
Yeah, and you can. That's okay. That's actually, you know, exciting for me.
Well, hey, baby, whatever turns you out.
Okay.
But, you know.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go. So I will call you back and get your email address as soon as I get some photos of this.
Yeah, might actually want to do a movie on this subject.
Exactly. All right, well, thank you so much for your help.
And thank you for the illumination.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Mr. Ghostbuster.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my name's Sean Burke, Indiana Ghost Trackers, www.indianaghost.org, and you're listening to